on Twitter and get involved at USA_votes.
Welcome back to USA Votes 2016.
You're here with Emily and Charlotte, and the time is almost upon us to find out the final results.
Is there another twist in this extraordinary tale? We'll be with you live until the very end of this historic night, so stay tuned.
And we'll be discussing Hillary's possibility of becoming the president, but is it likely? We'll find out.
First of all, we're going to hand over to Ben Bondi for the latest news.
Thanks, Emily. Donald Trump's path to the White House is becoming clear with the addition of Georgia to his column, which Clinton had hoped to take away from the Republicans. Votes are still being counted in many states, including the battlegrounds of Wisconsin, Michigan and New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton has won the state of Nevada, but needs a positive result in Michigan, which looks extremely tight. The Senate race is still tight, with the Republicans currently holding a majority of 2 seats. The party have already held control of the House of Representatives, meaning the party is on course to control the executive and the legislature. The person who opened fire in Azusa, California, killing one person and causing 2 polling stations to close, has been found dead in a nearby home. Investigators initially said the shooter was a woman, before later announcing that it was a man. Global markets have taken a hit in the aftermath of Trump's success so far tonight, with the Mexican peso at an all-time low against the US dollar, whilst the Japanese market is down by more than 6%.
Thank you. Next, let's chat to our political correspondent, Luke Hastings, in Washington. Hello, Luke.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're good. So, obviously, we're discussing whether Hillary still has a chance. Obviously, we've still got Pennsylvania, Michigan and Arizona to come in. What are your thoughts? What's going on?
Yes. Well, again, I said this last time, but we've been doing some more maths, all right? So we're really putting that maths GCSE into action.
Yes, good journalists.
We're looking at it. Arizona, Hillary has a very little chance there. There's a 4% difference in the projection, and she would need a major change. There's a lot of the vote to go there, 35%, but she would need a major turnaround to get that. And we also have other states like Michigan. She has a chance. She's only, you know, she's under 1% behind, and there's 25% of the vote to go, so she can still realistically turn it around. But with our best calculations, and if she can take Pennsylvania, which is very, very close, she has a chance that she can get to 271, which is obviously just one over the threshold. So it could potentially, if there are a few surprises, be very, very close. But to be honest, the atmosphere here, the Americans here, they're saying it's done.
Yeah.
I mean, someone said out loud a minute ago, they said, oh, well, you know, because when we were doing the maths, we were saying, you know, they can get to the 271, the Democrats can take this, but they're thinking no chance.
I was saying, we were just talking to some students in Connecticut, and they're saying that basically the atmosphere is dire. Everyone's crying, everyone's hugging. There is an absolute wave of disappointment and anger, kind of. Is that kind of discussed? Like, is it similar over there, or is there still kind of a bit of optimism, hopefully, or is it done?
No, there's not a lot of optimism here, if I'm honest. I mean, I look around and people are now packing up. I mean, it's almost like all the hope has been sapped out of them. And there's a lot of anger as well. They're obviously very disappointed with the result. And it's bizarre, really, because you look around and everyone you speak to, you know, I'm never going to vote for Donald Trump, surely. And then, you know, we've got him here becoming president of the United States, potentially.
Yeah, I think we definitely did underestimate the power of Trump. Like, he has become so popular, and we all thought it was kind of going to be just the right wing people voting for him, but it seems everyone's kind of gone for Trump.
Yeah, we're leaving. We're going to explore a bit more of the city.
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously, his movement has attracted a lot of voters, and the problem is Clinton with the establishment, a lot of people have become disillusioned. I mean, it's, as we keep saying, it's a similar issue with how we found in the UK. Some people may have protest vote, but a lot of people may believe that Donald Trump is actually a better candidate to take America forward.
Okay, thank you, Luke. We're sure we'll catch up with you a bit later. We're now joined by our political pundits, Alistair and Bettina, who join us now in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
We're also going to be joined by Professor of Journalism, Stephen Jukes, who has covered previous elections, and obviously be interesting to see how they compare to other ones.
So, Stephen, we understand that you have just woken up, but how do you feel waking up to the news that Donald Trump could quite possibly be the new president of the US?
Good morning. yes, pretty shocking. I went to bed at about 2 o'clock, so I haven't been asleep very long. I was watching all night on CNN, and I suppose I went to bed at that time where I thought Florida was just going to edge towards Clinton.
Bit of a shock when you wake up then.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. I have to say, I'd been there before because I was the editor of Reuters in the Americas, and in the year 2000 I covered that election, which was the Bush-Gore election, where Bush actually won the popular vote by quite a while, quite a margin, but then lost in Florida, crucially, and that vote went down to the wire, just as it has here, and it took 4 weeks to resolve it, ultimately in the courts. And so my question here is, while this is looking very much like Trump's about to win, on the other hand, I could actually see a number of recounts being called, and I could see this going into a long sort of afterlife.
No, really? Do you not see Hillary as being a gracious loser then? Do you think she won't concede, or do you think she'll demand a recount?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just watching CNN at the moment, and a number of these, New Hampshire and other states are pretty, pretty close. So if it comes down to 500 votes here or there, I could imagine they might want to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So we're also joined here by Alistair and Bettina. Like, tell us everything that's happening, basically. Have a discussion about it.
We're getting to the right at the end of the election. I mean, most of the states is pretty clear which way they're going to go. And, I mean, the three smaller states still outstanding, which are Maine, New Hampshire, and Alaska, which still hasn't even started to show any votes at all. Because Alaska is going to very likely go Republican, I mean, it's a very Republican state. And because, Maine's going to end up split, and regardless, and with those, the way that will work out, is effectively it's going to leave all those smaller states awash. It doesn't really matter who wins New Hampshire. It's not going to matter in the final sort of maths of it. The only way Hillary Clinton wins is she needs to win the four big remaining states. She needs to win Pennsylvania, she needs to win Arizona, she needs to win Michigan, and she needs to win Minnesota. Now, there is some hope in some areas there. I mean, Minnesota, she's got a 4-point lead. She was projected to win that relatively comfortably. I think there's a decent chance that she can go on to win that.
But we have been surprised.
Yeah. There is no definite in surprise.
Michigan, she's trailing by about 1% at the moment, but a lot of the big urban areas have yet to properly report in terms of Michigan. And so I think a lot of people who are looking at the real sort of district by district think that Hillary Clinton could just pull it out and grab it right at the end, that that's going to be a possible to come back to. I mean, and so it's going to really, really come down to just Pennsylvania and sort of Arizona as being the absolute key two states. I mean, at the moment, Trump's in pole position in both. I mean, he's got sort of a couple of point lead, 0.2% lead in sort of Pennsylvania currently, and there's only 3% of the vote left to count. I mean, we're going to need a big shift in that tiny little things to even give her a chance. I mean, Hillary Clinton absolutely has to win Pennsylvania. And then that leaves you with the final state, which may be the really key one in the end, which is going to be Arizona. I mean, Trump's got at the moment about a 3.5-point lead with still 30% of the vote left to be counted. But the reality of Arizona is that it is an incredibly divided state. I mean, you've got very intense young urban areas around universities with very high Mexican populations that are going to be very Democrat, and then a huge parts of the state that are going to be about as Republican as anywhere in the entire United States. And so it's going to be hugely dependent on which districts are still to report. So while he's got a comfortable lead, there's still a chance that the state could still be in play.
Yeah, also it is literally down to the wire in this election. Stephen, obviously you said you've covered previous elections. Obviously I know they're very different, but how does it kind of compare? Obviously this one's very dramatic, whereas the other ones you've covered haven't been so kind of close.
Well, Bush Gore in 2000 was amazingly exciting. And the voting machines had failed in Florida, and there were recounts, and the courts didn't allow a recount. I mean, that was an extraordinary election. I say it kept a whole nation on tenterhooks for 4 weeks. I don't know. I mean, the question is whether, as you say, Clinton then graciously concedes, because she's hanging on by a thread at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah.
As the maths would say. I mean, I think one of the interesting things is the parallel then to what happened with Brexit, and the fact that the pollsters have got it completely wrong again. essentially, people were obviously ashamed, perhaps, to say to the pollsters that they would vote for Trump. And quietly and secretly they did. And that was their protest vote against the elite and the establishment in Washington. And then, of course, the power of the media. I mean, the American media has been virulently anti-Trump, if you think of the New York Times, the Washington Post. But in terms of television, in terms of network television, in terms of CNN, Fox, I mean, they've been giving equal airtime. And for them, it's like every day has been like a Super Bowl, because Trump is just such an extraordinary magnet on television, and it's primetime television. And they've been doing tremendously well. So a network like CNN, which had been, you know, really up against it financially, has been booming. I mean, they're probably going to make this year, for the first time ever, they're going to make a profit. They're going to be in the black. And it's just tremendous television. And when you've got that tremendous television, I think it's a bit like in Brexit as well. You know, put Farage on the television, and people watch him. Put Trump on television and people watch him. And I think there'll be an awful lot of sort of introspection and thinking about the role of the media in this.
Lovely. Well, thank you, Stephen, for taking the time to come and speak to us this morning. Back to you, Bettina. Alistair was mentioning earlier that Pennsylvania and Arizona are the two key states to watch at the moment for Clinton. How, at the moment, they haven't released those results. It's been quite a while since we've had a result. Do you think there's a particular reason why they're holding them back?
Oh, well, I think it's a bit difficult to say. I mean, obviously, there is a reason why the major news stations hasn't exactly been announcing the winner yet. Obviously, we are waiting for the results of Pennsylvania and Arizona, but if just one of them goes to even Michigan or Minnesota or the states we lack, or, you know, we haven't fully counted up yet, if any one of them goes to Trump, then it's safe. I would say it's safe to call.
I was going to say, like you said, that they're kind of waiting for it. Maybe they're trying to build up like more suspension.
Perhaps.
But at the same time, does it need any more? Obviously, this election has been incredible and it's been so close. Do you think people need more excitement, or does it kind of need to be calmed down now, do you think?
I don't know. I don't think we need to be more excited or more afraid that we already are. But in Arizona, like Alistair was talking about, we do see dividing in areas as well, and if the Latino population in the districts of Arizona that still hasn't been counted, if they have shown massive voting percentage, then that could lead to a favor for Clinton. But
you can't know in this election.
No, you simply cannot know.
Definitely, everything is up in the air.
No, I mean, the reality is that Trump's in absolute in pole position. I mean, this is a Hail Mary for sort of Hillary to come back and win from here. I mean, there's a chance, but it's a puncher's chance at absolutely best. I mean, it's incredibly unlikely at this point. I mean, Trump has to be feeling very, very confident about this. And I think if things go the right way for sort of Trump in the next even minutes, I mean, mm-hmm. you could find yourself in a situation where Pennsylvania is called one way or the other, or Michigan, or even Arizona. And then obviously then the election's going to be over.
Yeah.
It literally could be announced any second, basically, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've literally just been refreshing my phone for the last 15 minutes.
Well, I think everyone is on the edge of their seat watching.
Hour and a half, really. It's been a while. Come on, release them.
Yeah. I think everyone is definitely on the edge of their seat, kind of waiting for the last few states to come in. I think everyone kind of knows what they're going to see. Yeah. But I think everyone is still kind of optimistic that there could be a last minute run for Hillary, but you never know in this election.
You're just praying to angels that there's going to be some kind of...
Well, I think we kind of went into this thinking it could potentially be a nail biter, but the way it's looking now, I don't think any really imagined this.
We will still be hopeful though. It could be last minute.
Yep.
Okay, well, that is all for this segment. Join us again in half an hour's time, where we will continue the radio election coverage. Bye.